To commerce or not to commerce, is an individual mandate the federal government improperly coercing citizens, or is it dealing rationally and appropriately with a healthcare economy out of control? The Supreme Court talks it out on this Wednesday, March 28th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning from our partner station, WGBH, in Studio 3. I'm John Hockenberry. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Detailed arguments and probing questions in the U.S. Supreme Court we will discuss, and we'll think about what yesterday's proceedings hint about the various justices' points of view. Also, the mayor of Sanford, Florida, on the Trayvon Martin case, and thinking about the things you might have said but didn't. Well, you folks have no trouble speaking your mind.
When I found out how much he had cheated on me, I really wish, still 15 years later, that I had told him what a terrible lover he was.
Well, there you just did. Now, tell us the story of when you should have said something and didn't. Call us at 877-8-MY-TICK. We want to hear what it is you might have said. But first, let's go to the morning's top headlines.
Lawyers on both sides of the healthcare debate have one final day of hearings to argue their case before the Supreme Court. Justices will look at whether the sweeping legislation can stand without its controversial mandate requiring most Americans to buy health insurance. That issue of the mandate was the central topic before the court yesterday. Justice Anthony Kennedy, seen as the crucial swing vote on the ruling, challenged government lawyers on the impact that a mandate would have on the relationship between the government and private citizens.
Here the government is saying that the federal government has a duty to tell the individual citizen that it must act.
Well,
that changes the relationship of the federal government to the individual in a very fundamental way.
As I said, this is the last day of arguments, but we will not get a ruling until later this summer.
Newt Gingrich is scaling back his presidential campaign. The former House Speaker is asking his campaign manager to resign, laying off about a third of his staff and reshuffling his campaign schedule. Reports from the Federal Election Commission show Gingrich's campaign had more than $1.5 million in outstanding debt at the end of last month.
JetBlue Airways says a medical situation involving the pilot of a cross-continental flight forced an emergency landing in Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration says the captain of Flight 191 was locked out of the cockpit after what was described as erratic behavior. One passenger describes having to restrain the pilot.
Myself and probably three or four other guys restrained him from continuing to try to enter into the cockpit. We pulled him back, and then he just really started yelling and screaming even further. Started yelling about things about Iraq and things about Iran and that they're going to take us down.
The plane landed safely and the captain was taken to a local hospital once on the ground.
Former Cuban President Fidel Castro meets with Pope Benedict XVI later today. That meeting comes after the government flatly rejected the Pope's call for political change and freedom in the communist nation. Benedict wraps up a three-day visit to the island today. The pontiff's visit, very historic there. Opposition leaders say at least three government soldiers have been killed in clashes with rebels this morning in Syria. It happened in the city of Homs, a day after the country formally accepted a UN-backed plan to end more than 12 months of violence.
And the House of Representatives is expected to vote down a bipartisan budget plan later today that would cut $4 trillion from the deficit over the next 10 years. That was planned put forth by Republican Congressman Paul Ryan could come up for a vote as early as Thursday. And the Major League Baseball season is about to start. And when I say about to start, about 5 minutes from now, although in Japan. Seattle and Oakland are going to start the 2012 season in Tokyo. As we speak, we'll bring you updates all morning long. Meanwhile, the owner of the LA Dodgers has reached an agreement to sell the bankrupt team for $2 billion. The new owners include basketball great Magic Johnson.
Amazing. $2 billion for the Dodgers. Asian and European markets are down, though. Wall Street futures are up this morning. The Dow gets underway at 13,197. The S&P opens at 1,412 and the NASDAQ at 3,120. All this hour, we're asking you this question. If you could rewind the clock and say one thing to someone, what do you wish you could say? We'd love to hear your story. We'll talk with the author of a book, The Things You Would Have Said. And we're going to say all there is to say about the Supreme Court arguments yesterday with our good friend, legal scholar Jeffrey Rosen. Stay with us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.